again, the basics of the ego. I like to just go over the basics of the ego. The ego plays within this wheel. It's like a cycle. On the top of the wheel is specialness, at the bottom of the wheel is victimization. These are the two things it is trying for all the time. So the ego is either trying to be special, I'm trying to be great, I'm trying to be special, I'm trying to be loved. Somebody will love me, somebody will kiss my hands and give me flowers and make me feel special. You know, that is the top of the wheel. And at the bottom of the wheel is victimization. Nobody loves me, I'm useless, I'm an idiot, nobody cares for me. I'm all alone here. And there's this continuous cycle going on. So there is an attempt at all times, whether you're in the office or whether you're in a relationship, it's the same wheel. Even in an office, there is a desire to be special. And we do all kinds of politics, manipulation, gossiping, all kinds of stuff to try and get some specialness in the office, some success in the office, some power in the office. But if anyone does anything against you, or you don't get your promotion or your raise or your increment, whatever, you go straight into victimization. Everybody in my office is against me. Nobody loves me. So the ego keeps playing between specialness and victimization. So even the desire to find the perfect, you know, lover, boyfriend, husband is part of this wheel. It is going to go in this circle. And it can do, the ego can play this for 70, 80, 90 years, till it dies, even on its deathbed, you know. I've heard people saying, "Are that person didn't come, I'm dying, and he still not come." Even there, they are still wanting some specialness. The question is there something beyond specialness and victimization? Is there a space? Is there a way of being which is beyond both of them? And are you wanting to seek that out? If you're on the trip of specialization, you're going to be pleasing others. You're going to be constantly seeking approval. You're going to be trying to look good, have the perfect body, the perfect dress, you know, do the work in the most perfect manner, please everyone around you, please your family, please your colleagues, please everybody, so that they consider you special. How else are you going to be special unless they all approve of you? So you have to sell your soul to be special. And then it's like walking a tightrope. Once people have said, okay, now you're special, we think you're special, how do you stay on the tightrope? You have to continue being the perfect person. Because one mistake and they'll say, oh, I thought you were special, but you're not special. You're just like anybody else. And then straight away we fall to the other side, victimization. I did so much for them. I tried so hard. I did everything. I sacrificed my life. I sacrificed my home. I sacrificed everything. They gave me nothing. So you fall back onto that. Then after a while of being a victim, again you start looking for a way, the ego starts looking for a way to find some specialness. So this is the game of the ego mind. Specialness and victimization. Who are you beyond these two? Who would you be if neither of these two existed in your life? What kind of behavior would you have? What kind of being would you be if you didn't want to be special? And if you didn't care to be a victim also? All this stardom, you know, all this sense of shining and being greater than everybody else. Specialness means being better than, being greater than everybody else.